Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am so glad that you're here with me today. I am truly, truly excited. And you know what? I just want you to know that the call-in number is 612. No, it's not. It's not 612. The call-in number is 213-943-3434. Well, wait a minute. That ain't it either. Boy, I'm going crazy today. Your number to call me is 347-215-9292. 347-215-9262. Man, it's all right with going crazy as long as you don't stay crazy. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads, and I'm so glad to have you here today. Listen, things are really going well with us, and we appreciate you. And today I want to talk about how thoughts can shape your mind and how the way you think can either build you or break you down. And I think one of the problems is with the way we think, sometimes we spend too much time thinking about things that we can't change and thinking about things that we have no control over. And I think it's important for us to begin to use the power that we have to do what we need to do and to reach our destination. If you got goals, if you got things that you're trying to do, then you have to think about the way that you think right now. How many people do you know? Every day they wake up, they got something crazy on their mind. They're thinking about something negative, or they're talking about something negative. A lot of people. And the only way they can change that is by changing the way they think to shape their lives and the way it should go. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm one of those who used to think real negative. And negative results is exactly what I got. Until I started thinking differently, I didn't get any different results. All you have to do, if you want to talk on this show, you push one, and then you'll be able to talk on this show live. Push one, and it'll give me that signal that you want to talk. The number is 347-215-9262. I'm going live right now and talk to 6131. How you doing?
How you doing, sir?
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, we're talking about how thoughts can shape your mind and change your life just based upon how you think.
Well, for me personally, I believe that, you know, the mind is truly a terrible thing to waste. And if you think negative, you know, it all starts with the thought. So if you've got negative thoughts, you're going to have negative reactions to that thought. Now, all that stems from your heart also. So in order for you to get out of that stupid situation you're in, or that stupid way of thinking is that you got to change your mind. You got to be willing to allow yourself to change your mind and do the right things. That's what I think.
You know, a lot of people have a hard time with that, sir, and they say, how do you change your mind? How do you make that happen?
You got to want to. You got to want to feel better about yourself. You got to start loving yourself. You got to start loving people. You know, you got to start changing the way that you perceive things. You got to do that 180, so to speak. You got to change everything that you thought you liked it, that you thought you wanted, and say, nah, I was wrong all this time. So I'm going to change my way of thinking. I'm going to change my way of perception. And not only do you think it, you got to do it.
Okay, so you got to do it, and I think when, you know, a lot of folks, man, they say, well, it's too late now. Ain't no way I can change it now. I've been doing it so long. What do you say to people that say that?
As long as the Lord wakes you up every day, you got the opportunity to change your way of thinking. You got the opportunity to change your mind. You got the opportunity to help someone. You got the opportunity to tell somebody that, hey, you are worthy of being loved. You can change what you have been accustomed to doing all your life. All you got to do is love yourself. Just that alone should want someone to change. Just love yourself.
You know, a lot of folks will say that they grew up being exposed to a lot of negative things and to a lot of negative images. And would you say that you were exposed at a young age to a lot of negative things that maybe changed the way that you even thought about things in your life?
I was exposed to a lot of negative things just because of the environment in which I lived in. But had I not been exposed to those negative things coming from the environment I came from, you know, I might have not have went through the things that I went through. I might have not have made those irrational decisions that I made based on the community in which I come from. You know, your community has a lot to do with the decisions that you make. Not everybody. Some see the light before others. But your community really has a definite impact on your thinking and your actions, I believe.
Well, I thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate that. I want to thank you very much, sir, for calling in. We are on Blog Talk Radio, and in order for you to, I see we got quite a few callers, but I need you to press 1 if you want to speak. Our topic today is how thoughts can shape your life and how what you're thinking and the things you keep saying to yourself, how they have an impact on your life. All you have to do is to push that 1 on your telephone. That will let me know that you are ready to speak and you're ready to talk about what we're talking about on our subject. And it looks like we've got somebody that just pushed that 1 on their phone. That's 7131. How you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. You know, you have that little voice that sounds like you're this sweet little innocent person. But we know at Mad Dad, we know that you are that sweet person. That is so true. I'm not going to,
yes,
you know, I'm always teasing you. But let's talk about our topic today.
Well, I wanted to say something about that because I had a bad thought process a couple of weeks ago. And it also jumped into my dream. So it's like I do understand that when you have bad thoughts, it do make you want to do bad things. And I had to actually switch my thoughts and stop thinking about that so I wouldn't think bad thoughts. So and it had me feeling a certain kind of way for like days. You know, it had me really upset and had me feeling a certain kind of way. And I had to switch my thoughts into something positive so I wouldn't keep thinking like that. You know, and so I do know that thoughts can, you know, make you feel a certain kind of way, and they are negative. When you have negative thoughts, you do have to switch over and start thinking positive, especially when you got so much other positive things going on. You got to kind of switch that negative light off, you know, and try to think positive thoughts in order to get past that.
You know, I wanted to share something with you. I was looking at a video on Facebook that KG Wilson put on that showed a daycare facility where a young man was just beating babies, just beating on babies and kicking them and punching them. And that thought kept resonating in my head. And I was like, see how the power of thoughts, I don't know this kid, but I don't know this daycare, but I'm thinking about how many babies all over the country are being abused at daycare centers and child care centers and being abused and beaten and bullied by bigger kids at schools. It just gave me this terrible feeling this morning, and I had to start thinking about something different to get that thought off my head. And I just think it's so sad when, you know, people get abused and their thoughts take control. I was thinking about what was that little boy's thoughts when he was thinking about abusing those kids. Who did something to him to make him so bitter and so angry? Who abused him?
Right, and that's exactly what I thought. I've seen some of it, but I wouldn't watch all of it because it was pissing me. It was making me very upset. I couldn't stomach that. But my thought, too, was what is going on in his mind to make him want to treat those kids like that. You know, something must have been going on in his home life or somebody probably was abusing him, and he feels, well, I'm going to take it out on somebody else. He can't take it out on the abuser because I'm sure the abuser is older than him. So he got to go pick on younger people, that's younger than him, and get that off of him because he had to have a lot going on in his mind to do things like that.
You know, I think if you grow up without clear boundaries or knowledge of how thoughts shape your attitude and ultimately your future, it can prove to be very dangerous. In fact, it can produce generations of people prone to ungodliness and failure. And I think that's what he was prone to is failure. I just want to say to you, Sarita, I thank you for being a good mother. I thank you for being a good woman. And thank you for sharing with us the fact that you sometimes cannot control your thoughts. And sometimes you, like a lot of us, you lose control. And at that time, those thoughts took over your system and then had you feeling bad, had you thinking bad, and actually had you doing some things that you wouldn't do, you know?
Right. Yep.
So just continue, continue to do the right thing, will you?
I sure will.
And thanks for calling Blog Talk. And you stay on because I know you got a lot more to say. We're going to come back to you. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads. I'm VJ Smith. I am your host today. We do not have Mr. Gil Baggett here today. He might possibly be back next week. But until then, we're going to talk about, and when you're ready to talk to me, when you hear something that you want to talk about, you can be just like Sarita and others that have called, and Pat and others. Just press 1 on your phone, and at that time, I will bring you on so that you can talk about the things that you want to talk about. Is there a rage going on inside your mind right now? Is there something going on inside your mind based upon the thoughts that you're having? How many times have you heard somebody say something about you, you know, then you believe in your heart that that was not true? But because of the fact that you could not control your thoughts, you were angry about something, you weren't even sure if for real it happened or if somebody had something to say about you. I believe that your thoughts are one way for you to let the enemy, which is Satan, come into you. And his ultimate goal is to plant seeds of doubt, fear, unbelief, and sin right into your mind. And if you keep allowing that to happen, what will happen is a big disaster. So I know that your thoughts have to be something that the Creator wants you to have powerful words of success, opportunities to believe and do what you know that you have to do, and also be able to take those opportunities and take your life to a brand new level. So you got to be able to make suggestions to yourself. You can't let other people make suggestions for you. You got to make suggestions for yourself, even when you think you're failing. You've got to talk self-success. I'm going to go right to the phone lines, 4331. You push that magic number 1 for me. Thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going today, man? It's Shout Body, man. Calling in to check in with the Mad Dads crew. You understand me?
Hey, Short Body, you've been putting a lot of pictures on Facebook, Short Body. You've been posing, man. You've been parlaying and everything. I just want to say, man, I don't know if you're trying to start a modeling career. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if you're switching up from, you know, from the mic to the runway, but you need to tell me what's happening with that.
I'm trying to show some love to the communities I go to, man, you know what I mean, and be around my people and show them that we can actually make moves together, fam. It's about communication, man, you know. I'm communicating with the world, baby. Let's do it. You know, I got all my brothers on the same team. I'm on. We trying to make something happen for our hoods, man, and be something positive. So, you know what I mean? We trying to show the world what it is. You know what I mean? That's the truth.
How do you deal with we're talking about, our topic today is how thoughts shape your mind. You know, one thing I love about you, man, you're around a lot of negativity. You know what I mean? At the same time, you present a lot of positivity. So tell me, how is it that you're able to shape your mind for these positive thoughts?
What it is, how I find a way to shape my mind is, I know that I've grown to realize that sacrifice must be made. I knew that struggle was a necessity to get to even be, to gain power. I know that you have to struggle. You have to learn. It's part of this learning process. You know what I mean? Of becoming who you are. You know what I mean? I had to realize that. Like 10 years ago, when I first wrote my book 10 years ago, I knew that it was going to take 10 years or better for me to be successful, for me to get any type of recognition. You know what I mean? I knew that I was going to have to go through the process of losing the game, what they call. You know what I mean? It's called, you know, but all the time, when you're losing the game, you also must learn. You see what I'm saying? So now that I've put myself in a position to where, you know, I can travel through different avenues and do different things that I couldn't do 10 years ago. You know what I mean? I've advanced in life, period. And basically, I advanced mentally before physically, because now I'm richer in my thoughts and I'm richer in what I know God got me out here to do. So, I mean, I'm in my God zone right now. You know what I mean? And I put God first. You know what I mean? So it's like within them 10 years I already knew that sacrifice must be made. So now I'm in a position to where, you know, I'm sitting down with a business plan now, and I'm talking to people about money, and it's in my control. You know what I'm saying? And I've learned to learn how to control the money instead of letting the money control you. And that's a big major thing about that hood mentality that they gave us in there. They letting that money control them, and it's a big thing with that, because they feel like they gotta have it to survive. But you do gotta have it to survive. But the only way you're going to have it to survive is to be strong enough to actually believe in your God, get the talent to get it. You know what I'm saying? So it's about bringing that godly back to the land and bringing that mind frame of wanting to be a leader, you know what I mean, and recognizing your leadership and your position in order to make it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thought process I came up with within these 10 years. Because with the 10 years ago, I didn't have that frame of mind. You know what I mean? My frame of mind was still stuck in them streets, still slanging illegal dope. But I had to find a way up out of there, you know what I mean, and walk with my God, get the talents. So now, you know, it's about people. It's about bringing that belief back to our land, man, and showing them something positive on the streets. So that's that thought process I use.
You know, and with that thought process you use, when those negative things come at you, man, and I know they do, like they do all of us, what technique
right.
do you use to fight that off?
What I would do with a negative, I take myself out that negative situation and let them do what they're doing and still do what I do, because I'm not a follower, so you can't follow off into that negative world, you know what I mean? Because that's what they want. The negativity is full of followers, man. You can follow a dummy or you could be a leader and stay in your own position and play your own position. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I got to still let them see me, you know what I mean, being positive with whatever I believe in, you know what I mean? So it's like it's a reverse psychology type thing when I see negativity. Once I feel something negative around me, I just don't engage in it, period. Because I know it's going to make me do something negative, so I just don't engage in it, period. And I go to I start involving myself with calling mad dads, or I involve myself with, you know, writing a song that I need to be writing, or I involve myself with a situation where I got to help somebody write a poem or write a book, or I involve myself with something that's going to have me outside of that negative situation. You know what I mean? Seeing around, if I see negative things, it makes me stronger because it makes me know I ain't going that route. You know what I mean? It's supposed to make you say, no, I'll go that route, not make you want to go that route, because you see the solution to their problem is the end and is death or jail. You know what I mean? So you gotta
like
know
that
right there. You gotta know that.
What that is that's the power of suggestion that you're using. We're gonna talk a little bit about that. We're gonna come back to you, Short Body. Don't you go nowhere. My man Short Body on the radio, y'all. I love him dearly. And you know what? The Mad Dad video's coming out real soon. Wait till you see it. We're getting geared up for it. We're getting ready to get primed up for that thing. We're going to put it nationwide. Everybody going to want a piece of that. Everybody going to want to be in it, too. I'm going to 6263, and we're talking about how your thoughts shape your life. 6263, how you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads. 6263.
Oh, hi,
VJ. Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. It's Beanie. Cleveland,
hey,
Ohio.
Beanie, oh, man, Ohio in the house.
Yeah.
The original home of the Ohio Players and a whole bunch of great folks, but most of all, you. You are there.
Yeah. I stumbled on you, you know, your show. I really
well,
did. I was like, wow, you know, and what I'm hearing is awesome. You guys are awesome. You know, you
well,
really are.
Well, thank you so much. You know, we're just talking about how your thoughts shape your life. And so many times, you know, people go to their graves with negative thoughts and the way they think when they think negative. And I just wanted to get your thoughts. How do you deal with your thoughts, and how do you deal with being more positive? How do you deal with negative stuff when it comes at you?
Oh, my goodness, VJ. You know, the brother before me, he summed it all up, really. You know, you look at yourself first. You know, and if you find yourself in a situation that you don't or shouldn't be in, then me, myself, I look towards positive people. I surround myself with positive people.
Now, see, that's important because so many times, even in your family, you're on a battleground. And
yeah.
you get around people that you love so dearly, and you want them to be close to you. You help them. You do everything you can for them. And they turn around and treat you bad, and they turn around, and you say, wow, well, that's my cousin, or that's my uncle, or that's my niece. I got to love them. But then they're negative. They're bringing negative energy to you. And so sometimes it gets somewhat impossible. And I know you, like me, like all the rest of us, we got people that we love, but they're just not healthy for us. How do you approach that?
How do I approach it? I pray on it. You know, I really pray on it. I mean, if I love you, I love you. And if you're doing something that's in the negative realm, there's nothing I can do about it. I can just be me. You know,
and
I have to do what I do.
And, you know, one of the things that I found out that I use that has been very, very helpful for me, and I'm sure that you use it and Sharp Body does and Sarita, is that your imagination. Sometimes your imagination can take you places where you can't really see it right then. But if you just imagine, like, I've had people in my life that are like, wow, you're too negative. You know, I'm going to imagine that you're really not in my circle anymore. I'm going to imagine that only these people are in my circle. And I begin to believe that. And eventually your imagination can take you places where you're not there yet. But eventually, if, with the help of God and the help of a good imagination, you can get there.
Yeah, that's what I feel, DJ. You know, prayer. Just prayer.
Well, you know, God's word.
Yourself.
Absolutely. Now, God's word is the final authority in a believer's life, and it has the power to change you from the inside out. So many times I think people, what they want to do with their thoughts, man, I don't look good. I don't feel good. I'm going to go buy me a new outfit and some new shoes and get my hair done and get my nails done. And now look at me now. I'm great. I'm somebody. But you only fix the outside.
Right. And then you can look around and ask yourself, now, where am I? I've done all this for myself. Now, where am I going to go?
Right. Absolutely.
You know?
And you're not going to go anywhere because just because you look good, that don't make you good.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you good is the fact that you're doing good things, that you're saying good things out your mouth, that your actions are good actions, that people believe in you and trust in you and know that they can count on you. They've given you responsibilities in the community. And I remember when I was worthless. Nobody trusted me. I didn't even have keys in my own car because I didn't have one because I wasn't even responsible enough to have a vehicle. But now I got keys to a whole bunch of vehicles and a whole bunch of things and a whole bunch of buildings. And that's only because I believed in me and I imagined that I could do that. I remember I had a dream once that there was cars all around the city that I had keys to them, but I wasn't sure where they all were. And I wonder, what does that dream mean? And one day I actually couldn't find one of the vehicles that I was supposed to be driving because I wasn't sure where I put it. And all those dreams start to come true. Little things, you have dreams and you wonder, what do they mean? Well, at the time, I didn't have a car, but I was dreaming there was a bunch of vehicles that I was responsible to. And that has actually happened now where there's stuff in storage, there's stuff around the corner, there's something at the house, you know. And that's how God will work for you if you begin to use your imagination and use the gifts God's calling you. I'm so glad you called Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. We love you all the way in Ohio. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
And I love you guys, too, and I'm going to continue to post you.
Okay, well, keep listening to us, baby, okay?
Okay, take care. God bless.
All right. That was Beanie calling all the way from the city, a great city of Ohio. And, you know, if you want to talk to us, all you have to do is push 1. The call-in number is 347-215-9262. We've got a whole lineup of events coming up, and I'm going to ask Erica if she'll go get that list of events and dates, and I'll talk about that and tell you where we're going to be and see if we can get Sharp Body to perform for us. Sharp Body, put it on your calendar. If you're going to be here on the 10th of August, we need you to do the Mad Dad theme song that day. Erica, can you get the list of events for us? And I'm going to go back and talk to Sharp Body a little bit because I want to get his take on some things. Sharp Body, how you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dads.
Much love to you, sir. I'm here for you. I'm right here. I'm right here. That's what's up.
Okay, my question is, Sharp Body, is, and I don't know if you put it on your schedule, but the Amen Corner, we're having our anniversary celebration of being on the Amen Corner for a whole year, and I want you there on the 10th of August to do the Mad Dad's theme song. We're going to put it on TV at least. That'll be our first little video, you know, that we can do for television. So if you're in town on August the 10th, I want you on Chicago and Franklin to be able to do the live Mad Dad's theme song. Man,
that's what's up.
It's going to be premiering, baby.
Let's do it, baby. We're gonna put it in the air, man. Do it for the people like we've been doing it, man. You know, it's gonna be a blessing for me to make that happen. I'm definitely gonna put that on my schedule, man. I'm not leaving for the East Coast tour till August 10th. So I'm gonna do that first, and then I'm gonna get on that plane, man. So I'm there. I got to be there.
Okay. Now listen. You know, we wanted to talk to you a little about the young people, and I think our young people, the thoughts they get. And the thoughts that they get poured down them are negative thoughts. You know, you got You got all these rappers, man, that talk about negative energy, man. And a matter of fact, I heard a rapper say once, one of the national rappers say that, you know, it sells, man. If I talk about something positive, they don't even want to buy the album, man. So, you know, I just talk about something negative, and they eat it up, man. Matter of fact, they memorize it. And when I go to certain towns, they know my song so well. Matter of fact, they start living what I say. They even start doing what I say. If I tell them to hold a gun, they'll hold one. They'll shoot somebody. How do we begin to change the thoughts of our young people?
See, that's why we make the music we make, Us Before Me. Because it's like, right now, what we do is this word called change that people scared of. You know what I mean? We got to stop telling these kids to change substitute that word with the word learn. Like, learn from your past instead of telling them they have to change, because they're scared of that word. You know, people scared of change. They think the change is abundant. They think it's going to hurt you if you change. They're scared to go see something different and learn something new. You know what I mean? That's what leaders do. They learn something new. You know what I'm saying? That's how you get in the position you are, because you got to keep learning. You can't be afraid to learn. You know what I'm saying? And this is what that's all about. When it comes to being out in this world and trying to be a positive role model for these kids on the streets, you know what I mean? You got to talk about what you want. You know what I mean? It's like that's what the Thug Bible all about. That's why we on the streets all the time, and we show our presence to these people on the streets, because we want them to see. There's a change. There's a change. It's a learning experience that we all have to go through. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Are you still there with me? I think I lost Sharp Body, but I want to say this. While using your imagination is critical to establishing a prosperous future for yourself, it is also important to cast down imaginations that try to override godly images in your mind. It's important for you to cast down anything that tries to destroy who you are in a positive way, what you are in a positive way, and what you do in a positive way. There is no opportunities for you to... Now, that's Sharp Body calling me on the phone. Sharp Body, call back on the air. We want you back, brother. Call back. So we're going to get Sharp Body on there. He called me on my cell phone. He called the wrong number. But we're going to get him back, and we're going to let him finish talking about what he was talking about in terms of the what's going on in our community, the kind of impact that the imagination can have. And our young people, we're talking clearly about the young people, man, how they struggle. Go ahead, Sharp Body. Sorry you got disconnected.
Yeah.
We got Sharp Body live back on. Yes, sir.
Yeah, my bad. But the thing is, you know, like you Us Before Me, can't let me say we make good music for the soul. We make good music for everybody. You know, if I pass you a CD out, you're going to find music on there for everybody on the street to hear. You might find a cuss word in a couple of those songs. But if you find that cuss word in that song, believe me, it's going towards the people who not listen to people who not cussing, because we make music for everybody. Like, you got to touch everybody in a different angle out here in these streets. We touch the streets. We touch the people that's out there doing the killing and the murdering and the shooting, because that's what they're doing. They cussing. They're not going to your mad dad's knees and listening to y'all talk English. You see what I'm saying? So to say that, saying that to say, it's about teaching. If you're gonna rap, if you're gonna be singing, if you're gonna be talking about something, and you're going to be using derogatory words, or you're going to be using negative language, then that's what they're attracted to out there. You know what I'm saying? So saying that to say, we try to use their language to talk to them. You see what I'm saying? Instead of acting like we didn't change, instead of saying we changed, you know, we try to say we're learning from, we talk to them in their language, saying that we're learning from them. You know what I'm saying? Then we're delivering a powerful message through our music. You know what I'm saying? Music today is missing powerful messages. You know what I mean? Uplifting our people's souls and uplifting our people's mind frame about coming up out of the poverty level we're in. You know what I mean? So we try to make music that adapts to everybody. 90% of the CDs don't have cuss words on it, but they do to attract the guys who's still out there doing that. We feel like they're still making that stuff happen, thinking it's cool. You know what I mean? We changed the stuff from making it a negative vibe to a positive vibe to the people that really listen to just gangbanging and listening to drug dealers and all that. Because the gangbangers and drug dealers, they listen to our music because we cussing them. They listen to that because they're attracted to that. Their mind frame is to, if they don't hear that, they don't want to hear you say nothing, really. You see what I'm saying? Especially when you're on the streets. That's why negativity, that negative music gets to them so easy, and they adapt to it. So if you go, it's like if you can't beat them, join them. It's called infiltration. You know what I mean? If you go in there talking their language, you telling them a powerful message at the same time, then you got to listen to you. But if you start talking like you got a big piece suit on to these people, these kids, they feel like you don't understand what they're going through, or you don't understand their mind frame. You see what I'm saying? So it's like you got to play with their mind frame and their soul with the message that you're delivering through your music, and that's why negativity is so accepted so fast when it comes to the music of the day and the hip hop and the rap or whatever. They quick to grab onto it because them cuss words up in there. You see what I'm saying? They quick because they talk about their lives at the same time because the frustration and the pain that they go through seeing all these OGs out here talking about their OGs and telling them to do something. But all the time, they're on the streets, and they ain't doing what they say they're doing. You know what I'm saying? It always affects all. It goes back to the streets because the streets listen to the music. The streets is why all the stuff that's going on to society is wrong, because they're hearing all the cuss words. You see what I'm saying? So, it's the mentality of the person, the record industry that's out here doing a lot of promoting a lot of negativity too, because the money is put behind the negative music. That's why they play it so much. All the money put behind the negative music. We got a lot of positive music out here. They just don't want it. It don't hit the airwaves. It don't hit the airwaves. There's way more people out here than me. Everybody I do music with do positive music. My label, we do positive music. Whether we cussing or not, we talking positive on our music. Believe me, it's a message in everything we talk about. You know what I'm saying? So we don't get funded by the people who fund the people who do negative music. We have to fund ourselves.
And so we have to do something about that. Sure, buddy, how do people get in touch? What's your label? How do people get in touch with you?
Us Before Me, the Thug Bible Movement. That's my label. Us Before Me, UBM. That's my movement. And we self-published authors. We executive producers. We own our own music. And we help put barcodes and ISBN numbers in the street. We show guys how to make legal dope out of that illegal dope. That's what we do. So if you want to do
what website do they hit you on?
They can hit me at Facebook, Shout Body the Ghetto Soldier, or either Us Before Me Fan or Thug Bible Movement on Facebook.
I love it, man. I thank you very much. Now, I'm going to give them some dates, and some of those dates you're going to be at, Short Body will be at. We'll get back with Short Body next week. He shows up every Tuesday. I hope so. Matter of fact, National Night Out is coming up August the 7th. Mad Dads will be at 27th in Columbus on August the 7th, and at that time we'll possibly do it. I know we're doing a rap contest. And, you know, we ain't going to have Sharpbody in there because he'll win, but maybe he'll show up and take some pictures with y'all. On August the 10th, Amen Corner, Sharpbody will be doing the live, he'll be doing the Mad Dad theme song that day. It's going to be a wonderful thing. All the Mad Dads will be there with him. So when we do the M-A-D-D-A-D-S, bam, you know, we'll hit it with him. And then the Festival of Fathers is August 11th at North Commons Park from 11 to 4. And then Human, August 18th. At Sabathany, we'll be there from 11 to 3. And then on August the 23rd, we'll be in the State Fair. And I don't know if you'll be a Short Body, but if you can't join us, we'll be in the State Fair at 10 a.m. August the 4th in the State Fair Parade. And then our Senior Safety Pride Day, we're going to honor our seniors on August the 24th. We're going to have a great time at North Mississippi Regional Park. And then the Urban League Family Day. Short Body, that's where we met, dog, many years ago. At the family day at the Urban League, I need you to get in that parade where we're going to consummate, man, this thing, our relationship, our friendship, the mentorship I've been with you and all that stuff. So you be in the parade with me August the 25th. Let me know if you'll be able to do that. Urban League at 2100 Plymouth Avenue. We're going to be doing that and much more. Thank you. Remember, tonight is the night. Our support group meets tonight. I want to see you there. We're going to be at 3023 4th Avenue South. We're going to have food, daycare. We're going to be talking about a couple of things, how to be a great parent, and how to have a healthy relationship. We have two separate support groups going for you. It's going to be a lot of mom and them going to make some greens and stuff. We about to eat good. Might get some hot water cornbread. If you need more information, 612-822-0802. 612-822-0802. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Daz. Holler at you later. God bless you.